my colleague and good friend Erez Rosen from Los Angeles, California, asks, is there a need to do tshuva for sins transgressed before marriage, since Chazal say getting married wipes away sins? Thank you and regards. Okay, regards to your whole family, Erez, and that which marriage wipes away sins, the Stechemed in Erech Chosam Akala Simen Dalid says that's only if you do tshuva. And therefore, anything you do tshuva now, there's an idea to continue doing tshuva for. Perhaps your tshuva wasn't complete or whatever. It's obvious that it's only with tshuva because the day of the chasa is like Yom Kippur. And we say vidui in Shmoneh Esrei just like Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur also only helps with tshuva. And even if marriage is mechaper on certain sins, even without tshuva, that's not complete. You still need tshuva to completely take away those sins. So therefore, a person should still do tshuva for sins transgressed before marriage, especially the ones that he didn't do tshuva for when he got married, or that he continued doing after. There's also an opinion that it only helps to take away the sins without tshuva if you never repeat them again. But if you repeat them again, then retroactively, all the other ones before marriage also come back into effect. So there's definitely an idea to do tshuva on a constant level for sins transgressed before marriage.